This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado regulators are seeking discipline against the Chaffee County District Attorney. The state's 20-page complaint alleges that DA Linda Stanley sought an investigation of the judge who presided over the Barry Morphew case after what she saw as unfavorable rulings. Charges were dropped against Morphew in the death of his wife. Suzanne Morphew's remains were finally discovered in September, and the case remains open. Stanley, the DA, sought a domestic violence investigation against the judge, and she ordered an investigator to review the judge's ex-wife, who later denied any abuse ever occurred. Puebloans will choose a new mayor and three new city council members next week. Here's KRCC's Jess Hazel.
Some crowded races, especially in the mayor's race. There's 9 candidates total, and that includes the incumbent, Nick Gratisar. If no single candidate gets the majority of the votes, there would be a mayoral runoff election that would take place on January 23rd. And the city clerk says that's pretty likely.
That's KRCC's Jess Hazel. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders believes the NCAA or the Rose Bowl should step in and reimburse his players for the items that went missing from the Buffalo's locker room last weekend. Colorado was in California to play UCLA. Police in Pasadena continued to conduct interviews, review video, and assess what valuables were reported missing. Sanders is helping by compiling a list of what was lost by players and staff members. The first-year head coach says that while they may not be able to get back the items, there should be a way to compensate the players. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday, November 1st.